So far away you can see the white dome. That is Lalita Devi's temple in Uchagaon. In Sanskrit it is called as Uchagram, where Lalita Devi stays. Her father's name is Ashok Mahagop. Mother's name is Sharada Devi. And there onwards a small mountain which long distance it starts from there. That is called as Sakhigiri. And many, many wonderful loving pastimes take place there. For example, Lalita Devi is married with Krishna by Radha Rani. Radha Rani arranges the marriage of Lalita Devi with Krishna. That took place at the beginning of the mountain. The next place is Lalita Devi's cow, Krishna milked one day. Krishna milked Lalita Devi's cow. We'll get down. So Lalita Devi held the calf of that cow of hers and Krishna milked it. There's also a place there. Then Krishna came with his boyfriends there one time. So cups were made in the stone on the mountain. It's called a Chappan Katora. That is where Lalita Devi fed them chas. Then you go further. There's a place where Lalita got married after marriage. They were taken to one place. And the place is having slope. That is called as Skalan Shila. Or Hindi mein Fislini Shila. So with great pomp and reverence, Lalita, newly married with Krishna, both of them were sat on that Skalan Shila, sliding roll. And they slided down. And their feet also had mehendi. Hands also had mehendi. Lots of decoration. On the soles also there was mehendi decoration. And what happens when the devotees like Radha, Krishna, Bhagwan like Radha, Krishna, gopis, gopas perform pastimes on the mountain? What happens? Anything happens? When the Supreme Lord performs his pastimes, the stones melt in ecstasy, like Brahmaji also melts. So when they were sliding down as husband and wife, the stones were in an ecstatic condition of melting. So, at one point of time, just hold this microphone like this. Hold it like this. The shila is like this, sliding. And there's one shila like this. So, they slide from here and they come and get stopped here. And what is the last point of body touches over here? The legs. And legs have mehndi and the stones are melting. So, the moment these legs come and touch on this stone, what happens? Footprints of mehndi takes place over there. So that is called as Karani Shila, and this Shila is called as Mehendi Shila. And there are many beautiful designs on the rock over there. Then there is many places further if you go. Radha Rani sometimes gets decorated beautifully and ready to meet Krishna, and something goes wrong and she gets angry. So with all decorations fully done with Mehendi and everything, Radha Rani goes on that mountain. And again you hold this microphone. And then Radharani sits down and in anger starts rubbing her hands on the mountain stones to take out the mehndi because she is angry. You know the girls, when they get angry, they will do like this. They scrub their hands on hard things to express their anger. And that time also stones are melting. But anyway, it is a pastime of love only. So there are handprints of mehndi on many shilas over there. Slowly, unfortunately, they are getting lost because of the time is passing by Kali Yuga. But there are many handprints of mehndis of Radharani's hands on that mountain. That way, there are many, many places, many pastime places on that mountain filled with the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. In Garga Sanhita, it is mentioned, anybody fortunate takes darshan of the hand and footprints and body prints, or whatever prints of the body of the Lord, that means Radha, Krishna, Balarama and everybody, they will not take birth again in this world. Hastapada Chinna, Deha Chinna, wherever it is, they will not take birth again. So for your pleasure, I will take you to a place where there is footprints of Radha and Krishna together. So you all can visit in that place and take darshan and get the benediction of not taking birth and death again. But seeing the footprints of Radha and Krishna is like a visa. What is the meaning of visa? Can you go to foreign country with visa? After visa, you have to buy a ticket, sit in the plane, then only you go to foreign country. So visa itself is not enough to take you to foreign country. It's good enough, beginning point. But ticket is also important. You have to work hard for the ticket. And then one day mount the plane and go. So this is like getting the visa. And what is the ticket? Ticket is bhakti, chant Hare Krishna, follow principles, become a good devotee, serve the devotees, Vaishnavas. Then you will be able to buy the ticket. Today you are buying the visa by coming over here. But one day you will be able to buy the ticket also. This is what we pray. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.